Today, Meta launches new B2B targeting options and rolls out new AI-powered shopping campaigns to advertisers. TikTok's new tool shows consumers why your brand's ads target them, and it turns out teens aren't spending all of their time on TikTok. It's Wednesday, August 10th. I'm Steph Gunn filling in for Todd Maffin. Here is what you missed today in digital marketing. We're used to Meta taking targeting options away, so it's a little refreshing to see them actually add some. The company announced new targeting options yesterday for business-to-business campaigns. With the new B2B audience segments, advertisers can target individuals based on their job titles or app activities. Among the new targeting options, IT Decision Maker, Business Decision Maker titles and interests, as well as new active business, admins of engaged businesses that were created in the last 6, 12, or 24 months. This option reflects three segments with one for each time frame. From new targeting options to new automation tools. Today, Meta announced Advantage Plus shopping campaigns, which let advertisers automate up to 150 creative combinations at once. Advantage Plus shopping campaigns use AI to automate the creation process. These campaigns will be rolling out to e-commerce and retail advertisers next week. Meta also said businesses can now use Advantage Plus Creative and Advantage Audience to create ads through their Facebook page. Advantage Plus Creative adjusts ad creative for each person who views the ad, letting advertisers show users ads they are most likely to engage with, while Advantage Audience creates a personalized audience based on a business's page details and automatically adjusts over time. The company also announced new features for Advantage Plus app campaigns, including 7-day click attribution, split testing, and more detailed performance reports. Advertisers can now also create multiple versions of their ads when uploading an image or video to Advantage Plus creative campaigns. Additionally, Meta is testing the ability to add music from its sound catalog to image-based ads. Finally, businesses in the U.S. with checkout-enabled shops will soon be able to add their shop as a destination for Advantage Plus shopping campaigns, which AI will then direct customers to the advertiser's website, depending on which outcome is more likely to convert. TikTok is now showing its users why they are seeing ads targeting them and lets them turn off targeting options. The platform announced a new About This Ad feature yesterday, which lets users tap on any ad in their feed and view how their personal data is being used and why it's showing a particular ad to them. This, of course, is similar to the way other platforms have implemented this. About This Ad can be found in the Share menu in the lower right corner of an ad or with a long press on the ad. Users will be able to see factors that are used to deliver this ad to them, such as age, gender, location, and interests. Using this page, users can also access their ad personalization settings and make changes to their preferences. There is also an option to switch off ad personalization based on third-party data. On top of that, users can click a view feature called Ads and Your Data, which shows how the platform uses data for advertising and lets them choose whether the ads they are shown are based on estimates of their interests and/or gender. Quoting TikTok, for example, users can choose to turn off the interest category beauty, so they will receive fewer ads that target to match this interest. Users can change their gender setting or input any gender of their choosing. These updates can be changed at any time in the app and apply only to users' ad settings, which does not affect other TikTok services. After 25 months of inflation online, deflation has finally come for e-commerce. For the first time in over 2 years, online prices fell by 1% year-over-year in July and 2% on a month-to-month basis, according to Adobe's report released yesterday. Electronics prices saw one of the greatest declines at 9% year-over-year, as did toys. Other categories that saw prices fall include books, followed by jewelry and apparel. Food costs, however, remained high. The biggest increase was in grocery prices, up 13% over last year, followed by increases in pet products, tools and home improvement, and medical supplies. Although prices dropped in July, e-commerce spending was still up year-over-year. Adobe indicated that Amazon Prime Day sales contributed to the year-over-year increase in online shopping, which boosted sales for the retail industry. So far this year, consumers have spent over $525 billion online, up 9% from last year. How are brands spending their ad dollars ahead of a looming recession? Spoiler alert, most of them are spending less, but some are thriving. A new report finds that industries that thrived during the pandemic are now finding themselves scaling back on their advertising budget, including finance, home furnishings, restaurants, alcohol, and pet supplies. However, the report also found several industries have increased their ad spend this year. In the first half of 2022, the media and entertainment industry spent $11 billion. A big increase from $5.8 million the previous year. Technology advertising has increased by over a third. Travel ad spend has increased over 80% year over year. And the education sector is also investing heavily in advertising with students returning to campus. In-person university ad spend is also up 80%. Despite fears of a recession and rampant inflation, the report suggests the shift in ad spend indicates the COVID-19 pandemic is no longer the biggest market issue and driver. If your brand is looking to market to teens through social platforms, a new study released today has found where they are spending their time online. Among U.S. teenagers 13 through 17, YouTube is king, TikTok is surging, and Facebook is, well, things are not looking so good for Zuck. The survey found 95% of its respondents use YouTube, 2/3 said that they use TikTok, 3 out of 5 say they use Instagram, 3 out of 5 also said that they use Snapchat, while under 1/3 indicated they use Facebook, and 1 out of 5 use Twitter. The study also analyzed the differences by gender. Teen boys are more likely to use YouTube, Twitch, and Reddit, while teen girls are more likely to use TikTok, Instagram, and Snapchat. Over 1/3 of teens said that they use at least one of the platforms almost constantly, led by YouTube, with roughly 3/4 using it daily and 1/5 almost constantly. How is America's youth accessing these social platforms? 95% of respondents said that they have access to smartphones, 9 out of 10 to desktop or laptop computers, and 4 out of 5 to gaming consoles. YouTube Shorts is joining the Comment Sticker Club. The platform announced the new feature yesterday, which lets brands and social marketers reply to videos and Shorts comments with a sticker in a Shorts clip. Select users will be able to use a comment as the basis for their video response, just like the question sticker on TikTok and Reels. YouTube also announced it's expanding its Google Maps display links on videos that mention a location to include travel, recreational, and businesses. Within the video description, the Maps option displays a map, giving a viewers a better understanding of the physical location. Up until now, the feature was only available for mentions of restaurants and cafes. YouTube is also running an experiment that will provide creators with more details about how their content is being recommended by the platform's algorithms. Select users will now see a "See how YouTube recommends content" prompt in their studio analytics overview, which will provide more context about the creator's individual performance and benchmarks. Lastly, YouTube Studio on mobile now allows editing of channel names, banners, avatars, and descriptions. I had a dentist appointment this morning. I am proud to say that I am still part of the Cavity Free Club, but apparently I need braces. First time in my life that I've ever heard that. The dentist actually took a picture of my smile, and I'm not even kidding, showed me all of the things that is wrong with it and then how they could fix it. Now I have an orthodontist appointment in October. It was an incredibly humbling experience. Don't forget to join us on Slack. If you're not already in there, what are you waiting for? We have over 900 members now, and I always love to see who's new, where you're listening from, and where you work. It's a great place to share advice, get advice, and also brag a little bit about yourself. There's a channel in there where you can promote yourself. It's free to join. All you have to do is tap the link in the show notes or go to todayindigital.com/slack. Thanks for listening. Todd will be back tomorrow.
The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.